Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy March, and this week, the hint of spring. The envelope of materials that form the skin and bones of a house do not make it a home. It's how we choose to furnish it that stamps our own personalities, that truly reflects our taste and sensibilities. And what can more directly reflect a person's taste than a commissioned piece of art or furniture? This week, we travel down a country road in Hillsdale to the workshop and gallery of master furniture maker Joel Mark. We here at Berkshire Style hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for you. This week, they are all virtual. Benford Encore Series, Expert Perspective. For the first time, Benford Hall Mansion and Gilded Age Museum is offering selected visual presentations for public viewing, pre-recorded at the mansion in 2020. The talks, most of which were part of last year's Tuesday talks, are presented by speakers who are experts or specialists in the fields they cover. The March 12th talk, Overcoming Tragedies, Real Life in Lennox Gilded Era Country Houses, is presented by historian and co-author of Houses of the Berkshires 1870 to 1930 and author of Edith Wharton's Lennox. Other talks include the executive director of the Barnum Museum on P.T. Barnum, and the Director of Security and Chief Investigator at Boston's Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum on The Woman Who Stole Vermeer. Wee Banjo 3 Celtic Americana. Wee Banjo 3, the Galway, Ireland, and Nashville-based quartet, continually pushes musical boundaries, converging the shared and varied tradition of Americana, bluegrass, and Celtic music. Comprised of two sets of brothers, the group brilliantly commands their respective instruments, banjo, fiddle, mandolin, and guitar, and deliver music with delightful rapport, stunning precision, and infectious energy. For this performance, the WB3 will be giving a live stream performance from the stunning Pierce Lyons Distillery in Dublin, Ireland. Women paint the American landscape. Early environmentalism. Join Nancy Siegel for her Sunday Salon at the Thomas Cole National Historic Site to learn about female landscape artists in the context of nationalism, identity, and the natural environment from the 19th century to present day. Though we often perceive our relationship with the American landscape, fraught with ever-changing legislation, regulations, and ideas concerning the preservation or use of natural resources. As part of the 21st century consciousness, these artists grappled with the same concerns in the 1800s. This talk provides a historical backdrop to some of the ways in which landscape painters, women artists in particular, were eager to capture the beauty and awe on canvas as part of a larger conversation regarding nationalism, identity, and the natural environment. Letters to Kamala, M. Fresh Takes Play Reading. In the tense lead up to the 2020 presidential election, playwright Rachel Linnet conjures three American political leaders of the past to share their wisdom, perspective, and wry humor with VP candidate Kamala Harris. Missing from our history books, meet three powerful women on whose shoulders Kamala now stands. Charlotta Bass, the first black woman candidate for vice president. Charlene Mitchell, the first black woman to run for president. And Patsy Matsu Takamoto Mink, the first woman of color to be elected to the House of Representatives. This performance is a pre-recorded reading. The actors will have scripts in hand and will be available to stream anytime after March 14th. Check out our website for contact information. You can access this week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is now live and up to date, so do check it out. At Home on the Lake, we welcome you spine builders to our pages. It is located in Litchfield. They recently transformed a late 20th century lakeside home to make it reflect modern elegance. We have the story and lots of pictures. Our favorite thing, Rhapsody in Black, a one-man show that explores author and actor Leland Gant's personal journey to understanding and confronting racism in America. The play follows his life story to an acting career that puts the adult Gant in situations where he's virtually the only African-American in the room. Out on a limb, feeling peevish. I'm as testy as a hungry mother bear emerging from hibernation, and COVID-9 is the reason. We have all been cooped up with no certainty of when, if ever, we can go anywhere again. But what makes me really feel peevish is the suspicion that much of this could have been avoided. Catherine has strong opinions, and this is a thoughtful and good read. Berkshire Kitchen. They say that on St. Patrick's Day, everyone is Irish. Perhaps not ethnically, but certainly seems we all like to get in on the fun. Foods that are rarely eaten during the year present themselves on our dinner tables, followed with a pint or two of Irish beer. On this occasion, many folks who aren't frequent bread makers take great pride in baking and sharing Irish soda bread. Country Homes. Set in the Millbrook Hills on over 130 acres, Black Cap Farm evokes the style, mood, and atmosphere of a secluded Tuscan estate in authentic detail, surrounded by endless, heart-stopping views of the entire Hudson Valley. The house, loggia, pool, guest quarters, and gym sit on a beautifully landscaped plateau above a sloping lawn that gives way to a cutting garden, rose beds, and a tennis court wrapped in fragrant wisteria vines. Behind the page, stuff and more stuff. I am moving and must prepare my apartment for the market. Chore one, to remove all photographs, clean all tabletops, bookcases, and counters. In short, a total sweep. My musings on far too much stuff. A poem from Rumi. Although this poet and scholar lived 8 centuries ago, his work might have been written yesterday. In his poem, The Guest House, he urges us to welcome whatever enters our life, think COVID-19, to learn and to grow. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone, waiting for your visit. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. As you stay home, shelter in place with Berkshire Style. Stay safe and have an amazing week.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.